But I started in eighth grade. And when I started in eighth grade, it was a girlfriend of mine, and we just really wanted to play hockey. And we weren't deterred by being the only girls, not knowing how to skate, playing with the boys. You know, I mean, it was a different time. We didn't care, but we just wanted to be a part of this, you know, hockey culture and wanted to play the game. And so eventually the next year when I was in high school, it became a varsity sport. And because it was a varsity sport, it just made it a lot more accessible. You know, there was a team that I could play for. There was a bus to take me to practice. There was ice time that we had to have. There was teams we had to play, you know. So all those things really allowed me to play hockey. Now, did I see other players of color playing? Absolutely not. I was always the only, you know, person of color in hockey. But that didn't, you know, stop me. And I'm just really thankful that I had that experience of playing, though it was brief in high school. I'm just thankful that I had that experience for when my daughter told me that she wanted to play. I could just reach out to my old teammates and I could, you know, figure out the system of how to get her into hockey. And for me, I just realized that I had a knowledge base that was accelerated, that was much higher than other people in my community. And that's when I just thought that I, you know, have to share this. You know, there are, you know, other Blacks that are around here that really could play hockey, but they just don't know how to get involved, where to even start, how to even put on equipment. I mean, that's very intimidating. I remember my daughter playing, and I remember, you know, her first practice, and she had all the equipment in the bag. But, you know, I might not have known, you know, I don't know, edge work and all that kind of stuff, because I had, you know, totally forgotten that from when I played. But I at least knew how to put on the equipment. I knew the difference between shin guards and elbow pads. And those types of things can be intimidating for people who just don't culturally know the game. They don't have this, you know, generational lineage of, you know, playing the game. And so for me, that's kind of where I fit in and really want to, you know, close that gap for communities of color.